Daily Breath is supported by Blinkist. Blinkist is an app that makes it more convenient for busy people like you to get the key takeaways from thousands of books. Visit blinkist.com/Deepak. On our journey to MetaHuman, here's the principle. Virtual reality is a web of relationships. So by virtual reality, I mean everyday reality, including the reality of your body, including the reality of your mind, including the reality of the physical world. It's all part of virtual reality. Just conditioned, projected reality. So what is that? The physical world is all about relationships. We are a web of relationships. You are a web of relationships. I once quoted Thich Nhat Hanh, the great Buddhist monk, as saying, we are inter-beings that arise in the inter-isness. There is only the inter-isness. The inter-isness is the web of relationships. So your body is a relationship of the organs, heart, lung, kidneys, stomach, spleen. A web of relationships. The organs themselves are relationships of tissues and molecules. The molecules themselves are relationships of atoms. The atoms are relationships of particles. The particles are relationships of probability waves. The probabilities waves are all entangled in one non-local, formless, fundamental ground of existence. But the physical world as it emerges is a web of relationships. And we as humans create stories around those relationships. A Christmas tree tells a story. The tree, the ornaments that are hung on that Christmas tree or to other evergreen trees, which leads back to the plant kingdom and ultimately the origins of life. There is nothing in the world that can be seen without being embedded in relationships spreading out in all directions. Think of the food you're eating right now. Think of a piece of bread. Maybe go a little deeper. Okay, the piece of bread involved bakers. That involves cooking, bakery shops. It involves commerce. It involves a web of relationships. But go a little deeper. The grain that goes into making that bread, that little grain of wheat, is a relationship of rain and water and earth and wind and insects and bacteria and flora and fauna. You can look at anything in the world. You can look at a flower and hold it in your hand, as the Buddha did. And his disciple smiled back at the Buddha, and they understood the web of relationships. Because when people went and asked Ananda, what did you see? Because all we saw was a flower. He said, I saw the flower, but I saw rainbows and sunshine and earth and water and wind and the infinite void and the stars and the galaxies, all in that one flower. This is what it means to see the world in a grain of sand, because that grain of sand is the web of relationships that we call the entire universe. The web of relationships is the invisible net that holds everything together. And tangled in this web, inside this web, we, you and I, as humans, we create endless stories in an ongoing movie. And that movie is what we call the physical world and the physical body. So how do we get out of this web? Do you even want to get out of this web? It's very comfortable, right? The dreamscape is very comfortable unless it becomes a nightmare. And then it becomes a terrorizing nightmare. When you have war, when you have the Holocaust, when you have tornadoes, when you have climate change, when you have mass immigration leading to new diseases and violence and fear, then it's no longer comfortable, right? It's become a nightmare. It becomes a terrorizing nightmare. So now let's go a little deeper. Let your gaze roam the room and pick any object at random. Any object. And practice word association with that object. By a simple exercise in word association, you have woven one strand of the web that creates the known world. Pick up anything. I just picked up a grain of wheat. Okay, but you can look at anything, any object. And if you really look at it very carefully, maybe a piece of paper, a coffee cup made of paper, but the paper is a tree, and a tree is an ecosystem of life. It is everything that we can call the universe, given meaning and constructs by you. See how we are going deeper into how we create the whole universe. Before we continue, I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, Blinkist. Blinkist is an app that condenses information from thousands of nonfiction books so you can read or listen in just 15 minutes. Millions of people are using Blinkist and accessing their massive library. On Blinkist, you can find my book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for our audiences. Go to Blinkist.com/Deepak to start your 7-day trial and get 25% off a subscription. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T. Blinkist.com/Deepak. You and I are creating the whole universe by creating stories around webs of relationships. We are the intersection of relationships, the interbeingness that creates the entire universe.